Welcome to another bonus episode of Calm History, an extra treat for my Soak Plus members. This is my second episode about the Klondike Gold Rush. The first one I did was archive episode number 21. In that prior episode, I summarized the Klondike Gold Rush that started in 1896. And ended in 1899. I described the miners, their mining methods, the business side of mining, and a little bit about the gold-fueled boomtown, Dawson City. In this episode, you'll hear a first-hand account of what life was truly like in Dawson City during the peak of the gold rush. I found a magazine that was published in 1900 that had an article by someone who visited Dawson City in 1898. You'll hear about his journey to Dawson and his detailed description as he walks around and explores the area. Be prepared for an immersive experience into one of the most famous gold rush boomtowns in history. He shares stories about super rich citizens, local workers, dog armies, crimes and robberies, a crazy postal service, overpriced foods and services, two devastating fires, and the mud. So much mud. He finishes by describing how Dawson City changed after the gold rush was over. Some of those changes were bad, but many of the changes were good. And you probably know what I'm going to say next. Yeah, in the near future, I'll stitch together both of these episodes about the Klondike Gold Rush and Dawson City into a 1-hour extended bonus episode for my Soak Plus members, so stay tuned for that. But for now, lean back, put up your feet, and settle into my time machine of tranquility. I hope this episode distracts and relaxes your overactive brain squirrels. The Klondike Gold Rush, Part 2. A visit to Dawson City. In 1898, I decided I was going to journey up to the Yukon, specifically to the city of Dawson. At this point, most people had heard about the Klondike Gold Rush and this new boom town of gold miners. Just a couple years earlier, in 1896, Dawson had a tiny population. It was just a few people living in tents or log homes. But then, news of big gold discoveries echoed across the land. And by the end of that same year, tiny Dawson changed into Dawson City with a population of over 15,000 residents. That there is a boomtown. By 1897, news of the gold rush fever had spread out even further. And by 1898, it had also reached me, all the way down to my toes. You see, gold fever ain't no small itch. It's a full-body desire, from your head to your toes. And on July 24th, 1898, these twitching toes of mine started their journey to Dawson City. My initial plan was to take a steamship from Seattle, but none arrived when I planned to depart. I'm really not sure why, except it was well understood that most steamship companies weren't run very well. So, it looked like my toes would be going the land route. The total distance was about 1,700 miles, or 2,700 kilometers. Just imagine walking from California to Tennessee. That probably doesn't sound very enticing, but back in 1898, there was a big pot of gold at the end as a reward. Well, hopefully. It was enough to motivate many people to pack up 60 to 80 pounds worth of supplies, saddle up a horse, and head north. How long it took to reach Dawson City depended on the weather, your supplies, and your horse. Perhaps a month or two if you were lucky, or much longer if you ran into problems. Now, at the start of my journey, I had to make a choice. It was a choice many had to make. I could take the White Pass Trail or the Chilkoot Pass Trail. The second option was shorter, but more prone to avalanches. Avalanches? Yeah, no thank you. I decided on the longer and safer White Pass Trail. It'd be a 40-mile journey up and over some mountains. Over my first 7 days, sometimes on a horse and sometimes on my own toes, I traveled that 40 miles without any major problems. I know that may disappoint you. Perhaps you were hoping for something more exciting, like rain turning my trail to mud, or a snowstorm slowing my progress, or perhaps an unexpected attack by a pack of rabid beavers. Nope. No mud. No snow. No demented beavers. I was quite lucky compared to many other prior travelers who had chosen the White Pass Trail. For the next few weeks, my horse and I continued northward on our journey to Dawson City. We trudged through some snow, hiked up steep mountain passes, battled freezing winds, and slept in tents. But on the upside, we did enjoy many beautiful landscapes. Well, I don't know for certain that my horse cared about the scenic vistas, but I did. Anyway, in August 1898, we finally reached Dawson City. That was just a tasty nibble of my newest bonus episode. You can peek in the episode notes to learn more about it. If you are a Silk Plus member, then you'll find the full-length version of this bonus episode waiting for you in the bonus podcast. If you're not a Silk Plus member, then you can easily become one by using the link in the episode notes or by going to silkpodcasts.com. You are now just a small hop away from accessing this bonus episode and over 400 additional episodes, all free for a limited time. That there are a lot of episodes to feed your restless brain squirrels. Nom nom, nom nom nom.